Hello, this is Phyllis, aka Hilarious Woman, and welcome to another episode of 11 Minutes to Leveling Up, where in 11 minutes or less, I say something that will hopefully help you to level up in thought, word, or action today so you can be who you want tomorrow. Don't forget to leave a review. So I enjoy content creation, and something that comes up a lot is people asking me, how do you come up with content to create? And I wanted to take this moment to emphasize something that I have said before, but I will say it again. And the context for this episode is the fact that I just published a Medium article that is literally just a post full of memes related to product management and my experience in product so far. Really not that high effort. Really did not contain that much, you know, wild research or planning. I kind of just opened up Medium, thought about the things I've experienced, thought about some memes that I really like, and threw some captions on them. Pretty simple, and almost immediately it was well received and well appreciated. And I think that something people fail to do is realize how much power there is in what is. And what I mean by that is the fact that you don't need to like create some incredibly innovative, never before seen thing for it to be worth sharing with the world. And I think that a lot of people, myself included, but myself a lot less now, put so much pressure on ourselves to come up with something wild. Something so beautifully creative that everyone will wonder how you came up with that. And sometimes whatever you have right here, right now is more than enough. One, because relatability is a big factor. If you come up with something that is so innovative and so creative, people actually just won't understand it. And it might be the best thing in the world, but you can't actually get it across because of just how out there it is. But with something that seems so simple to you, can be so well received because of just how commonplace it is. The thing that you view as a weakness, which is this is too common of an idea, is the exact strength. This is too common of an idea, therefore your audience relates to it. I'm not saying copy what already exists. I'm saying that if you genuinely come up with something from your own experience and you think, this isn't that big of a deal, that's not a reason to not share it. One, because you could be underestimating how much your experience is unique. There are times when I've said or done something and I'm like, oh, well, yeah, I mean, duh, but isn't everyone like that? And then everyone's like, no, not at all. That's really cool. That's inspiring. That's admirable. That's this. So I underestimated, you know, how much value there was in my own experience because I assumed, well, I mean, this is everybody's experience, right? And it's not. Sometimes people ask me for advice on things and I'll tell them, well, I don't know what to tell you besides this, this, and this. And I think that the things that I'm listing are the most basic tenets that everyone already understands. Only for someone to be like, wow, that's such a great idea. And I'm like, wait, you didn't already know? You didn't already know that? And I'm not saying that to like undermine the knowledge of the people who speak to me. I'm saying that to highlight just how much when something becomes a thought that we're used to, we realize we forget, kind of like a thing of where we forget where we came from. We forget the point at which in our lives we didn't know that piece of information and we did find it newly useful, and the fact that other people might be at that point themselves currently. And we think that the things we tell other people and share with the world have to be things that we ourselves have newly, freshly encountered and were in awe of, but you know, not everybody is us and not everyone is in that at that place. And I really think it honestly is just like related to our egos. Like out of ego we want to come up with some big grand thing, and it's sometimes that ends up taking precedent over just helping, you know, just putting something that people either helps them smile, helps them learn, helps them grow. But instead, we want to be known for this really cool and different thing. So, yeah, the first thing just being that, like, put things out there because you never know how relatable they might be. And then the second thing being, put things out there because you never know how special they might be because you think they're so commonplace and relatable. And then the last thing being, just start putting things out there. And what I mean by that is when I open Medium, I don't necessarily have... I think that was when I first started writing, there used to be this big ramp up of like, here's a draft outline of what I want to say, and here's all the research articles that provide a basis for what I'm about to say, and here's the formatting, and here's some pictures and GIFs to go along with, and some beautiful headings, and all this editing before it gets published. And kind of now I just open a blank Medium page and type until I feel good, and then I publish it, and that's enough. Which sounded really scary at first. It's like, I can't publish this. This is terrible. But Gary Vee, my king, says you have to let the audience decide if something is good or terrible. Because honestly, you don't know. You have your blind spots on. Blind spots on? Definitely misstating the idiom there. But you understand what I mean. You definitely have blinders on. Yeah, you definitely have blinders on. You have your blind spots. And you won't know them until other people give you that feedback. And I've found that the articles that I put the most effort into get the lowest reception, and the articles that I just let flow are the ones that do really well. And you know, maybe there's a lot to unpack there in terms of just being insecure about who I am as is and my ideas as is, and thinking that they're not good enough and they have to be changed and corrected by something else that is external to me first to be worth sharing and worth listening to. And you know, like, I'll take that feedback. Yes, I am insecure. I think a lot of people are. And something that's helped me combat that is just putting things out there despite all my doubts about them, you know. And I think that that is something that other people can relate to in different ways. Just applying to jobs despite you not meeting 100% of the criteria, or just asking someone out despite not really knowing if they're interested in you, or just writing a Medium article despite not knowing how it's going to end. One of my most recent articles was about the implementation of a Slack feature that I call Mark as Unread When, that I would really like to see. And when I started that article, I had no idea what I was going to write. I just knew that I had a problem with the way that Slack deals with messages. And as I wrote, the ideas came to me. So one of the tenets that I live by, and I need to make a separate podcast episode about all the tenets that I live by. And one of the tenets that I live by is you can't edit a blank page. Just to be clear, I said you can't edit a blank page. Sometimes the way I say words flows into each other and you can't really understand what I'm saying, but I said edit. Just to articulate. And, you know, that means exactly that. Like, you can write something up and edit it and make it better and improve something once you have started it, but you cannot fix something that only exists in concept. You cannot improve upon something that doesn't have a starting point to be improved from. And I think a lot of people, myself included, I'm still working on this, fail ourselves in the fact that we want to edit something that doesn't exist so that it is perfect and never needs edits, which does not make sense. So I will encourage you to, you know, do that thing. Just do it. Nike was really, 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 really onto something. That's probably like the best motto, slogan, whatever it's called, that I can think of a company, because it has expanded with their brand over time, and it is also just a relatable concept, which, you know, I think those are the best business slogans. But that's another conversation. Just do it. Just do it, and you can get better from there. If it makes you feel any better, my manager's feedback for me is that I need to just do things instead of trying to make them so good before I do them. So we both gotta just do it. But I believe in us. This was Phyllis, aka Hilarious Woman, with 11 minutes to leveling up. If this was at all helpful to you, stay tuned by subscribing to the this podcast and share it with someone who you think should hear it. And if not, let me know on my social pages what would be useful for you the next time so I can help you to level up today to become the person you want tomorrow. Don't forget to support the podcast by cash apping $PHYLLISNJO to help get better equipment and also start collaboration with other creators. See you on the next level.